Caslow Council is in support of the Environmental Assessment Office, EO, conducting an assessment of the Zincton All Seasons Resort proposal. The village received a letter from the EAO seeking input on a potential environmental assessment of the proposed resort between Caslow and New Denver. The Environmental Assessment Act only requires assessments of projects with 2,000 or more bed units, and Zincton's proponent said beds at the resort would not exceed 1,700. The EAO was seeking input to inform its decision on whether or not to proceed with an assessment, even though it's not technically necessary. At Council's February 25 meeting, Mayor Susan Hewitt said it's important to speak for the wildlife, while Councillor Erica Bird said she didn't see the harm in environmental professionals giving their input. Staff will send a letter to the EAO, informing it of Council's opinion. In November 2023, the organization WildSight requested the EAO conduct an assessment, citing impacts on wildlife and watersheds. An environmental overview assessment was completed by Cascade Environmental Resource Group in 2021, as part of the project's formal proposal submission to the province. Patio for the doghouse. Eric's Meat Market was granted a temporary license of occupation to use two parking stalls for an outdoor patio. The doghouse restaurant, which opened last year and is run by Eric's Meats, we'll use the stalls at 425 Front Street for a patio from May 1 to September 30. In May, June, and September, the patio will be open 6 days a week, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. In July and August, it will be open all week, with extended hours during May's Days and Jazz Fest. The license is good for 5 years and costs $550 per parking stall per season. Eric's Meats will also require a building permit. The village will review the patio's design to ensure the aesthetics of the structure meet the official community plan's heritage design guidelines. The patio must be accessible, with an accessible washroom available within the business. Councillor Erica Bird was recused as she is employed by Eric's Meats. Caslow Baseball, Softball, and Volunteer Fair. Council gave Caslow Baseball and Softball Association, KBSA, permission to sell sponsorship recognition plaques for the new dugouts at Murray Pearson Memorial Ballpark. KBSA will submit plaque designs to the village for approval. Councillor Matthew Brown was recused as he is president of KBSA. The Caslow Events Committee also received council support to submit an application to the RDCK's Community Development Program to fund a volunteer fair and appreciation event on Saturday, April 12. The $4,000 grant will cover the cost of the event. Farmers Markets. The village will send a letter to Minister of Health Josie Osborne, expressing its support for the BC Farmers Market Nutrition Coupon Program. The program is funded by the province and allows lower-income residents to use coupons to purchase fresh produce, meat, eggs, cheese, fish, and herbs from local farmers' markets. In 2024, local residents redeemed $23,913 at the Caslow Saturday Market. Caslow Food Hub, part of North Kootenay Lake Community Services Society, distributed the coupons. Funding for 2025 and beyond is not yet secured, said BC Association of Farmers Markets Executive Director Heather O'Hara, in the letter to the village. A letter of support will demonstrate the program's importance in Caslow.